This is the new normal podcast.
So welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming and you know, being here with us tonight. You know, we're all a little tired. We're all a little tired. You know, we had a good time today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but before we get into this and I introduce everybody, I want to just, you know, give a shout out to my son. You know, he turned the big five.
Yes.
So, you know, my little Junebug.
Yes.
You know, he turned five, so you know, I just want everybody, you know, I ain't really sharing on, you know, social
Happy
media.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
He ain't like that song. Nah, because they don't sing that. They don't sing that in school. So he was
that's
like,
true.
Nah.
He was like, "What is this?"
You know, I don't need that. But you know, let's get back to our regular schedule program.
I started dancing to it, and then I realized what song it was. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that's his intro.
I'm just your baby daddy, you know.
Everyone's favorite baby daddy.
And of course, you know, I have my lovely queens over here. So, you know, all the way to my far, far left is our social butterfly, Miss Sophie.
Hey, y'all.
And in the middle of us, you know, our lovely, you know, our other lovely queen, our goddess, our food bae,
yes.
Janelle.
Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love.
Yes, yes.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Let your soul glow.
Yes. So, you know, of course, you know what we got to do. You know, we do this every podcast. Now, you know, if you smoking something, rolling something, and drinking something, you know, please relax, you know.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Exactly.
To health, wealth, and self, guys.
Health, wealth, and self. Now, I'm drinking water.
Me too.
I'm drinking apple juice.
Wait, what in it? I'm like,
Yeah, no.
Listen, I went out with my girls. Shout out to my girls.
Miss Social Butterfly here.
Right. Listen, it was 84 degrees today, or above 84. It was supposed to be 84, but it went above 84. So we was out in the streets. The streets are calling my name. I'm going to the streets.
The streets are calling my name.
So I went to the streets today. So...
Hey,
just continue on with the vibe that we had going on today. So
no,
I feel you. I would have been in the streets as well, but you know, I had to work.
Me too.
And yeah, so the streets was not calling my name.
They was calling me. I wasn't answering. I couldn't answer.
We had to leave it on, you know, unread.
Unread.
But going back, you know, sorry for last week. You know, I was under the weather. You know, I couldn't participate in our foolery and buffoonery. I was a little
and I was down for it last week too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I had things going on. There was no way I could have done the podcast last week. But we're here now, y'all.
Yeah, so right. You know, let's catch up because I know Janelle really wanted to talk about the court case that happened. So Derek
Derek Chauvin.
Whatever his name.
The convicted felon now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? We got the guilty verdict.
Yeah,
we got the guilty verdict.
We got justice.
For all three
counts, yes.
Yes. And I think that was the most shocking because people was not expecting that.
All three, right.
Yeah, people were expecting, okay, maybe one, maybe two.
Yeah.
But for all three, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Janelle?
You know what? I was just like, this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the beginning. Like, this is what is supposed to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
These people are supposed to be held accountable. So, you know,
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, I was happy, but, like, I don't think I felt like how I thought I was going to feel. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm. I thought, like, I was going to feel, like, this big, you know, sense of just, like, relief and, like, excitement. Yeah. And it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, y'all better have.
Like, like, we've been asking for this the whole time. Like, it's about time.
Right.
I think also because, like, this is only one of many. And it's like, it's hard to celebrate this one when there's so many others that is like, and even after that, there were still,
there's still
cop killings going on. And it's like,
crazy.
Like, literally the next day was another killing.
Oh, the same day.
The same day.
As the verdict being read, there's another girl being killed by a cop.
Yep.
It's like,
are you kidding me?
But I would say this, though, which was kind of a little bit hilarious. I was reading a post that one of my former teachers posted up, and he was like, people are in the streets, just like how when Obama got elected, like, we were that happy for that conviction. Mm-hmm. And it's a blessing, but it's also like, damn, like, this shit is some fucked up shit that we're celebrating something like this because we normally don't get justice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like that, yeah.
The fact that we got this one is like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Finally.
Right. It's opening the door. You know what I mean? So
because they kept comparing it to they kept saying like the Emmett Till case. It's like a lot of people felt like this is the justice that we should have got for Emmett Till. But we haven't gotten it all these years. And now we're finally, after like Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, all these other people have been killed. And we're now in 2021, we're now getting the justice that we feel like we deserve. Yeah. So it's like, we've been waiting all this year. It's like, even though this is one of many, we got to celebrate this one.
Definitely.
Because we don't know the next time we're able to get this again.
Yeah, but
well, I definitely think that. What's the white lady name that?
Kim Porter.
Yeah, mistaked her taser.
Oh no, that's
her gun.
Oh yeah, Kim Porter.
I definitely think she going down.
I mean, I look at it like this too. Like, I forget his. I don't remember his name either. But he's one of BLM's leaders in New York, and he was just saying the same thing that kind of like what's that congresswoman Maxine
Waters.
Yeah, so he was saying like, yo, like on some real shit, like if we don't get our justice, it's gonna go back to the streets, it's gonna go back to rioting, it's gonna go back to the protesting, it's gonna go back to all these things. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for the rioting, if it wasn't for the protesting, we wouldn't have justice. Because you look at it from so many different points of views. You look at it from the point of view of the black man, and he's looking at it like, damn, like another one of my brothers got killed. The black woman, you know, feeling scared for their, you know, their child or husbands, you know, going out in the streets. But now, like, the white people, and not just white people, but just people in general that couldn't really understand our struggle, now seeing the struggle, because they're being affected by either their businesses are being destroyed, either mm-hmm. that they're not going to be able to go to work because there's a protest and they can't walk across the street. Like, there's so many things, like their lives are being affected. So now everybody's life is being affected.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to get into the gender role, but as a black woman, I have to say that though I'm excited for the change that are happening, even though they're small changes, I'm still excited for the small changes. But still, as a black woman, there's a huge change that needs to happen, because we had this conviction, yes. But I feel like when a black man get killed, we're in the streets, we're rioting. Same thing is as if a black woman get killed, but it's more of a chance of something was to happen if a black man get killed. Because look at Breonna Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Look at the girl in Ohio. Yes, there's still some, like, there's still something that she did on her part, but at the same time, she was just 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there could have been other ways to handle that situation. Right. Rather than shooting her.
Like, are you not trained to deal with people that have weapons? It's just like, it's ridiculous. And this is a, come on now.
And so I feel like when it comes to, okay, a black man get killed, yes, it's sad and it's unfortunate. And it's like, this shouldn't be happening to our black men. And us as black women, we're going to stand by our black men, point blank in the period. But I feel like the same isn't reciprocated.
Okay. For the black woman.
Yeah. For the black woman. And when the black woman get killed. And so I feel like there's a lot of change that and things that needs to happen overall.
But I
wouldn't feel right as a black woman if I didn't make that point.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
That's real. That's definitely real.
But you know, I don't wanna
be too somber.
But you know, we have a bunch of things to get into tonight as well. Ooh, motherfucker.
It was hot. Oh my god.
But yeah, so we have a bunch of things. Tonight. Yeah, we are trying to kill each other tonight, low key. Y'all didn't see the things that happened beyond.
Hence why I'm all the way in this corner, because you know. Sis ain't trying to die. I'm trying to go home in one piece tonight.
Right. Hey, man, not niggas bruised, die every day, not burnt.
No, thank you.
Niggas die every day,
baby. I'm trying to leave the same way I came in.
Ah, well, we'll see. But anyway, moving forward, did everybody see the DMX funeral?
I watched some of it.
Yeah. I watched some of it. Yeah. I think for me, the most significant part that stood out was DMX's ex-wife.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his daughter.
Well, his daughter, that was cute. When she did her freestyle, that was really cute. But the thing that was significant for our culture is the fact that what his ex-wife did to his current girlfriend and the whole fiance, and how she was like, at the end of the day, you my sister.
Yeah.
Like, even
you loved
though
him, we love
you because know. You loved him and because you stood by him, I'm always gonna love you and support you.
Yeah.
Like, that's the father of my kids, and you love the father of my kids. I feel like you do not find that, especially in our black culture. I love our black people to death of me, but I feel like we need to get better with our unity.
Right.
We don't love on each other and we don't support each other as much as we should.
Yeah.
And I feel like for her to do that on the public stage spoke volumes.
Definitely.
We need to go offer her example.
Right. Yeah.
So another round of applause for her. Definitely.
Yeah, no, that was definitely big.
But so you know, we spent enough time, you know, catching up with everything. So now let's get to the shits. Let's really, really get to the shits tonight.
We have been in the shits
because we haven't been in
we
the shits for So let's really get into the shits.
Let's have some fun tonight, y'all.
Yes, yes. Are y'all ready to have some fun with me tonight?
Say it.
So going into it, we get into the shits. So as you see in on our description for tonight, right?
The title.
DM etiquette. DM 101.
Mm-hmm.
Cause somebody's been getting DM'd here lately a lot. You know. We're not gonna shine a light on her.
Shine a light on. Shine a light on.
But you know, what is DM etiquette? Let's go off of that real quick.
Well, there's a proper way to DM somebody. Like, if you really want to get a response, I feel like. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Because, I mean, I feel you. Because, like, I feel like DMing now is, like, there's so many things. Like, it's just really texting in a sense, right? And it's, like, you know, you do use it for so many different things. You know, you can use it for business and this, that, the other.
It's another way to get access to somebody.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, my thing is, you know, I know in this day and age, you know, a lot of us are using the DMs, you know, we sliding, you know, we're not trying to really use it for business.
I feel like that's how it initially started though. Like DMs in general started with that notion that it's made to really know. Hey, I see your post.
Right. I'm watching.
I see them bikini pics.
Heart eyes. It started with the heart eyes.
All right. So, my question to both of y'all. So, because I know y'all get DMs all the time. Now, what's the proper way to DM you? I need to know this. Let me hear it.
Go ahead, Janelle.
You know what? The only proper way to actually really get a response is if we've kind of been liking each other's pictures for a while. You know what I mean? If we've been liking each other's pictures, we've been like commenting on each other's Insta stories and stuff like that. If like we've said stuff in between that, and then you can go ahead DM like, hey, what's up? Other than that, no, you're not getting a response from me.
I feel like for me, for Instagram and like Snapchat or even Facebook, because Facebook now do the little stories. Right. I feel like that's a good segue, is commenting on somebody's story.
Right.
Because once you comment on somebody's story, it goes straight into the DMs. Yeah. So I feel like that's a really good segue. Like if you see something on their story and you know you're interested in that person, just make a little comment on that story and just spark up a conversation about that. And then like gradually move on to other things. I feel like that's a good way to segue into it.
Yeah, because it seems more organic, you know? Like, you don't want it to be, like, forced. Okay. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, just because you're sliding my DMs doesn't make me obligated to hit you back.
Don't be like, hey.
I'm going to leave you on scene.
Don't be like, hey.
But
I see your bikini bits.
But my thing is, I mean, I look at it like this, because I haven't slid in anybody's DMs in a very long time, right?
Okay.
You know, it's
so you're rusty? Are you trying to get...
rusty? I might want to know how to... Because I'm trying to learn how to... Because, you know, my whole thing is this. With social media, I'm not like... I'm on social media, but I'm not on social media, right?
Okay.
So my whole thing about it is like, when I see people like, yeah, I slid in her DMs, and I'm like, yo, what did you say? Like,
what did you say? Like, how did that work? Wait, let me pull out a pen and paper and take some notes. What exactly did you do?
And I'm like, I'm confused, because it's like, all right, what? Because a lot of women say different things. A lot of women say, hey, you know, I really go onto that person's page, and I really look at his page and see what, you know, how. This is what like really like stopped me from really liking Instagram, because this one chick was like, yeah, just go on the nigga page and see how many people that is following him. So that's what's going to get you to like hit him back. Like the conversation is right.
So based on the number of followers, she's saying, yeah, is whether or not she'll talk to the person. But so does she want him to have a lot or a little?
I don't know, but I'm assuming that she wants him to have a lot.
Interesting.
I feel like
cool when guys don't have that many followers. You know what I mean?
Like, when they're low key.
Right. Like you're handsome, you're cool, but like you're not, you don't have like.
So if he had a lot of followers, you're not gonna follow back?
I'm not saying I wouldn't follow back, but I think I would just be a little more cautious of, is that somebody I'm going to talk to for real? Because it's just like, how many other motherfuckers you talking to?
Mm-hmm. But I feel like social media in general is hard to vet people out. Mm-hmm. Because like people stump for social media a lot.
Very true.
And it's like it's hard to tell who's authentic on social media, because they be putting out, like, people take pictures in front of cars that is not even theirs. And then post it and act like, and then when you go on the date, they pick you up in the hoopty, like, but I saw you in front of a Maserati.
Right.
Oh, that wasn't your car.
Oh, your name is Maserati Joe.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, but that wasn't your, oh, that was your boy's car. Oh, right. So you a whole scrub. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's flying.
But I'm.
You got car-fished.
Car-fished, cat-fished. Like, social media will trick you.
I mean, but my whole thing is, but hold on. So, All right, so y'all saying the guys coming, you know, taking pictures next to the cars and stuff like that. That's car fishing. That's what you're saying. But what about the chicks? What about the chicks that are taking pictures up against the cars, up against, you know, they're not even in their own home. They in somebody else's home, in somebody else's kitchen, acting like they, you know, chefing it up, or like, oh, this is normal me. This is wake up. Like, what about that?
That's true. But I could only speak on my experience because I don't date chicks. I'm sorry. I don't. So I could only speak on.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. I love y'all, though. Y'all are beautiful.
Right.
I love y'all. But I don't date chicks, never dated a chick. So I could only speak on the guys that I have encountered with and like,
okay,
and stuff like that. So, but there are females that are out here catfishing too, and car fishing and house fishing,
and making fishing,
yes. Making it seem like they're a whole housewife out here when they really only know how to boil water.
No, they might even burn that shit.
They might even burn it. They don't know what. They only know salt and pepper. That's it. Mm-hmm. They don't know any other type of seasoning. So yeah, it does go both ways. So there are females that do that. But like, as a guy, like, what do you do to vet out females via social media? But females that you don't know outside of social media.
Females that I don't know outside of social media. You know, I get the pen and pad and I go to their page and I start looking. I really start lurking and I'm looking at like, how many ass pictures does she got? How many, you know, cause to
is
me,
is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, I'm confused.
Right. Well, it depends on what you want her for, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just looking for the one nighters, then all I'm looking for is some ass pics.
Okay.
Right. If you don't have one ass pic on your gram, that means one out of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Either that you don't have an ass, or, you know,
you're conservative.
Work purposes.
I don't have any ass pictures on my Instagram.
Let's go to your Instagram right now. let's pull this one up because I feel like that.
You about to catch her in the whole trap.
What's on my head right now? There's a cap on my head. Somebody's capping.
You know what? I have a video.
I have one.
That video from my birthday.
Uh huh.
Well, but that's the only one.
Okay. We'll search.
I know for sure, and I know exactly which one I have. I have a whole aspect on my. But that was like 3 or 4 years ago and don't have one ever since.
Oh, so you don't have buns out, funds out?
No. Not since that one time.
Janelle.
Buns out, funds out.
I'm a lady, okay.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, I was always taught everything ain't for everybody. So
You're right. But I feel like, you know, it's okay to have the buns out, funds out sometimes. But my thing is, it's what you're like. Is what are you using the social media for? Are you using to
attract people?
Yeah. Are you looking to have the followers, this, that, the other? Because if that's what you're doing, then yeah, you're gonna have to have the buns out, funds out.
Right.
But yeah, if you're using it for, like, you know, other businesses purposes, if you're promoting your business and this, that, the other, then yeah, I'm not. If you have your buns out, funds out, then I'm like, what business are you really trying to promote?
I was about to say, you're sending mixed messages.
Yeah, so that's how.
I know one thing that, for me in general, I've always been this type of person. I also check out and see what mutual friends we have in common.
Okay.
Because then it's easier for me to vet out somebody if we have a mutual friend.
Right.
So, like, if I'm talking to Ian, I know y'all are mutual friends. I could come to you like, Janelle, okay, this person slid in my DM. You know him?
Right.
Like, what he about? Right. Like, tell me about this person.
I'm like, he belongs to the street.
Because we all know, easy. Belongs to the streets.
You've been good lately, though. I haven't heard any crazy stories. Or he just been keeping them under wraps. He hasn't been telling me.
I mean,
she belongs to the street.
I'm reformed. As a win. I've been reformed. I'm a young Christian young male, man.
Oh my God. You know, people start lying when they put religion in it.
Why do y'all always gotta put God in y'all lies?
No.
Can y'all not? That is not your way to heaven. I'm sorry.
It's a lot of Christians that are liars.
Shaman,
this is facts.
Shaman just said, shout out to Shaman. He's on.
We
he's
miss
on
you, Shaman.
He said,
we Sophie love you.
Me and you will never.
Shaman said, Janelle's catfishing people, and Sophie got the girl next door look.
I am the girl
next door. I'll take that. Wait, is that a good thing? I never understood that saying, the girl next door.
Okay.
I never got that. I don't know what that means. So never mind. I take that. I don't know if that's
if
a good thing.
If I remember what it means, or if I can infer what it means like you're like the good girl, right?
Okay.
Isn't like that the girl next door is like the good girl? Like that gives like homie vibes, but like people underestimate her?
Something like that.
If that's the case, you on point, Shamir. That happens to me a lot. So you on point, you on the money with that, my friend.
But yeah, getting back to the conversation though. But my question, another question. Who do you think slides into whose DM more? Men or women?
Men.
It depends on the thirst level of the person. But I think men probably definitely do more.
I think men are more comfortable with doing it than females. Because I know for me, I slid in the DM only one time. Uh-huh. But even the one time I did it, I wasn't 100% comfortable with it. I felt like I had to like, and it wasn't even in that way. It was for informational, because my sister was getting married. Mm-hmm. And I knew this person had a connection with photographers, and I needed a photographer for my sister's wedding. And so for me, I didn't want to slide in the DM and it come off that way, because I already know, like, if you slide in somebody DMs, it's like, right, you slide in for one reason. And so for me, I had to like ask my friends, like, okay, like, but I don't want it to come off this way. So right, like, what should I do? Like, for me, I was very reserved, even though it still came off that way.
It did.
Still came off that way.
You had a photographer. How did that?
But we ended up in the whole four plus years relationship out of it.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. So your DMs, you know, right. So you got into a relationship off from a DM.
Yes,
so.
But that wasn't the intention of it. Like, I didn't go in looking for somebody.
So how did he get there then?
His response, the first time I slid in, he was like, "Hey, butterfly." And I was like,
"Ah." He was like, "How do you know me?" You just missed the social part.
But then, like, for me, because my thing is, everyone that knows me know I love butterflies and all this stuff. And I'm like, and I met him, like, I knew I had met him a couple of months prior.
Okay.
And so one of my friends, that's the thing, like, for me, I'm more comfortable with, like, talking to somebody if I know my friends know that person.
Yeah.
And so one of my friends, like, I was like, "Yo, I need a photographer." And she was like, "Well, this person that you met not too long ago, he knows a couple of photographers."
Right.
And so I slid in DM. I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And he was like, "Hey, butterfly." And I was like,
"Why? Are you flirting with me?"
And then, like, we got into a whole conversation. I'm like, "I honestly forgot why I slid in your DMs."
I was about to say.
Like, you caught me off guard with that one. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I see you.
So it made it that much easier just because of the fact that, you know, you had some type of familiarity.
If I didn't, it would have been so much hard. Like, I honestly wouldn't have even hit him up if I didn't met him prior to, or if none of my friends knew who he was.
Right.
For me, I'm not going to slide in a complete stranger's DM. That's not happening. I'm not. No.
But why? But why not, though? Like, why can't you, like, if you see something that you like, right? If you see something that you like, why don't you go out and get it?
Because that's just physical. Like, from social media, all you're seeing is physical. You're not seeing the person's personality.
Exactly. But hold on. So, for instance, right? So, we go to the club, right? you see, you know, there's a guy in the club, you see him, you're like, damn, this nigga's fine. Oh, I like him. He comes up to you, he says, what's up? Y'all start talking. What happens? Off the physical. Yeah. Right off the physical. That's all. Everything is off of the physical in the beginning. At first, yeah.
But it's easier to, like, I don't know, maybe because, like, the aura of the person is easier to tell.
To judge a person
in person than it is to do via. Because even when you're messaging somebody, you don't know the tone of that message. Because it's just like texting somebody. You don't know I'm sending you something, what tone am I sending you with. Right. So when you're in person, you could get, like, you get to vibe off of.
But now, you know, we in a new, this is the new normal, right? Mm-hmm. So the new normal is, you know, niggas slide in DMs. You know, just people just slide in DMs, just period. So why can't you give that chance to that person? Because it's like, yo, you see how he look? You know, he seems like a good Christian God-fearing man.
This so one is Christian God-fearing.
Why can't you, you know, why can't you just get that chance and be like, oh, you know, he looks good. He, you know, he seems cool.
It doesn't hurt to try, but it's just more scarier. It's just scary. Because
I'm definitely meeting you, like, for, like, brunch, not like a late night.
Yeah, we going out during the day.
Okay, but my whole thing is, he gotta go from how do you get from the unread DM, how do you get from unread
to let's go out?
Yeah, like that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Don't be a creep, like, don't be weird, like, well, you can't be weird about it.
How can a female go from unread for you to?
But I feel like it's different with females, because, like, y'all slide in a little bit different. Like Janelle was saying earlier, oh, COVID.
Sorry.
Shut your punk ass up.
COVID.
But anyway, Janelle was saying, like, y'all will like each other's pictures. So you were like, oh, he looks nice. All right, let me like. You like him from pictures like 3 years ago. So I'm like, I know she's feeling the kid.
Yeah.
She's feeling the kid.
So would you like pictures back, or would you just automatically slide in DM?
I mean, me, I'ma just automatically slide. I'm not wasting that time. I'm not wasting to go all down that line. Nah, I'm sliding.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, I mean, since this is DM 101, I think I should like pictures back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
proper etiquette. Liking etiquette.
Okay, so that's proper liking etiquette, I'm going to next time like.
Yeah, because I remember I was having a conversation with one of my female friends, but she's like much younger than me. And so she saw this guy that she liked, and so she followed him on Instagram, and she was like, he liked 3 of my pictures. And I'm like, okay, so what'd you do? She's like, I like 3 back. And then he was like, and then she was like, but then he liked 3 more. It's like, okay, now that y'all doing this ping pong with liking, what's the next move?
Right. Who's going to say something?
So I feel like it's always the expectation for the guy to say something, to make the first move. Yeah.
No, I agree. Because women, we like to be, you know, chased. We like that aspect of the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the part that I hate, because it's like, sometimes, you know, I like to.
You like to be chased too?
Just a little bit, you know. Just, you know, just let me see your effort.
You don't like to be chased. You like to give things 2 pieces and a biscuit.
Hey, you know.
I don't think you really don't hear that much from guys saying they like to be chased. Yeah.
Every guy likes to be chased. It's just that not a lot of y'all women like to know how to chase. That's the problem.
Okay, because, so teach us. This is DM 101. Teach us. How do we chase?
My whole thing, like I was saying before, if you see something that you like, be like, hey, what's up? You know, hey, big head. Just say, you know. Be like, oh.
Please do not say hey, big head. Hey, I hate the whole hey, big head.
You know what I'm starting to hate? Hey, stranger. Like.
It's so. Yeah. I feel like that's equivalent to "Hey, big head."
It is like it's definitely become equivalent.
But you could only say "Hey, stranger" when you know the person. Though, if you don't know the person, then it's like
we are strangers. So we,
right?
Yeah. So it is what it is. But like, I mean, like I said, going back to the women, I feel like, you know, if y'all see something that y'all like, you know, pursue it. You know, be a little bit forceful. Like, you know, instead of waiting for us to hit you, just say, "Hey." Open it up, you know, say hey. And when I say hey, how you doing, don't be like good. Like, I hate that shit.
The one word answers.
Yo, I hate, like, cause my, all right, so long story short, right, while back, you know, I meet this girl. Now, this is not me sliding in no DMs. I meet this person
in person.
Cause I'm gonna be real, like, real quick, right? I haven't slid in DMs, and I'm really about to show my age real quick.
Cause we all know he's old as shit.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. You know what? Your mic is off now.
Dad, he
Ian is like 50 years old. Okay.
Anyway, but my whole thing is, right, like, this is back in, like, I haven't slid in DMs because back in the day it was messages, like, since like Black Planet.
Oh, Shamir! What? If Shamir was here, you're lying. I feel like if Shamir was you're here, lying. he could.
What is on his head right now?
I'm
being because I do remember we had this conversation when Shamir was here, and he I feel like he could testify to what you're saying, because I remember we had this conversation before.
I was the king of Black Planet. I was the king of. I was sliding in. Everybody's I'm sliding. I was sliding in. I was shooting my shot. Like, I was looking like Steph Curry out there. I was just throwing that shit up. Hopefully it was going in.
Right. And then back then you couldn't tell if somebody read it or not.
Hey.
Back then they didn't have the red.
Yeah.
Exactly. And for a while my percentages was up there. It was around like 70%. It was around 70%.
Okay.
But now, you know, like, I was out the game, you know, I was in a relationship. So, like, sliding in DMs, I wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. So, when all those things happened, it was like, nah. And then when I got out of the relationship, I'm like, yo, what?
She belongs to the street.
I was belonging to the streets. So I was going out.
Going to the streets.
I was always going out.
Drop.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we gotta get that. Yeah, we gotta get it.
But I was going out. I was meeting people in person. So I never had that opportunity to really, like, slide in.
Yeah.
So now I'm sorry, I got completely off, and bring me back to where I was trying to get to. Please.
You basically, you like,
nigga, please bring me.
I feel like you was trying to explain how, like, now that you belong to the streets, how you basically trying to relearn what the DM game was about.
So my whole thing is, like, I didn't know. So, like, I'll see niggas, you know, slide in chicks DMs and I don't know what they're saying, and I'm like, I'm so curious. Like, right. I'm so curious.
What is this DM? What is it about?
He probably said, can I feed you? That's the quickest way to get a response.
So, like, with Janelle, can I feed you?
Because everybody know I'm down for some free meal.
So for
but it gotta be a good spot. Like, you have to have already in your mind a plan for where we're gonna go. Like, don't not be like, but where do B. you want to go? Like, come on. Like,
not just a plan B.
Just be like, hey, I want to take you out on this day at this time. Are you available?
That's right. Dope.
That but is dope
you
as hell.
You can't get to that. The thing about it is, y'all skipping steps. No. Y'all really skip. How can I? All right, you don't know me, and I'm coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to take
that's
you here.
True.
Yeah.
Well, no, like I told you, it has to start with, you have to start liking each other's pictures.
So I like your pictures, you have to start, and then I say, hey, I'm going to take you out?
No, then you like the Insta story. You say something about the Insta story.
We're still.
It's a process.
It's a process.
So DM 101. So step one.
Yes.
You're liking the pictures, as Janelle said. And then step two, like, if you see something on the story, comment on it.
Right. So actually say something.
Say something, and then spark up a conversation.
A response, exactly.
Okay.
and then like
do it every so often.
Yeah, oh, but then so like
this is a long time. This is
it's not a long time.
It could be weeks. It could be months.
It could be, but wow. then it depends on your it depends on your conversation skill.
Right.
Because it could be like the first story you see of that person, and you comment on it. You spark up a conversation. But if you're able to hold a conversation, continue the conversation, then steer the conversation into a place you want it to go.
Like yeah, like how about we talk.
You know, over dinner,
or like, or like,
or over the phone though. Like, here's my number.
Okay.
And that's what when I slid in DM, that's something he did too. He was like, "Well, I'm about to head off to work, but I like, can we continue this conversation?"
And sent you his number.
But
again, like my thing is this too though. Like, we're talking, you know, we're texting. Do you want a phone call?
I want
or are calls. We are we still texting?
But then you could put that in her hands. So what he did was he was like, "Hey, I'm going." Well, he said he was like, "Here's my number. You could text me." But I feel like you could also be like, "Hey, like, I would like to continue this conversation. Here's my number. You could text me or call me, whatever you feel like
right.
doing, and we could continue this conversation." So if that person rather call, they will call you. And if they rather text, they will text you.
If they're really interested, they'll call.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause,
well, I mean, they will text too. Cause well, me, yeah. Yeah. But for me, I'm more of a texter than a caller.
Okay.
And so for me, like, I would. We all know you rather phone conversations.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a combo person.
Yeah, if you're not getting me on the phone, we're not like, because my texting skills is like, it's horrible. Yes, and it's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. So you're going to like I tell people all the time, like if I meet you, like if I meet you for the first time, like I meet Janelle for the first time, and you know we're talking, whatever, we're having a good vibe. And then she was like, "Oh, here's my number, da da da." I'm like, "All right, cool." And then she was like, "Yeah, text me sometime, you know, we'll talk." And I'm going to lay out this disclaimer, like, "Yo, sweetheart, it's not you, it's me. I'm just not a good texter." And they're like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like,
FYI, don't ever call me sweetheart. Men, what? Female. Why? I feel
like sweetheart.
It also depends on how you say. But for me, growing up in the hood, sweetheart is fighting words.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for us, it's like.
What hood did you grow up in? Because sweetheart did not mean fighting words over
for
here.
For me, it was like, because for me, you always heard like, "I sweetheart," like. For me, it's fighting words. Oh, it's fighting okay. words.
Well, like I said, depends that on was, how.
Hold on. Let's not.
Because that can mean hold on.
Janelle, I want to say something real quick. Did you not just see how much of a fail
that is
Sophie, black girl, was? She said, "Sweetheart." No, that was still too much hood for me. There was no hood.
This is her hood.
There was no hood. There was no hood in that voice.
This is her hood.
But there was no hood in that voice.
But we still have to remember where the word hood came from. Neighborhood. So maybe hers is more like a neighborhood.
But this is his, because I know where he's trying to go with this, because Ian, since the day I met Ian, he has taken away my black card.
Oh, I heard your black card has been revoked.
Well, you said you don't know how to play spades, right? Yeah, black card revoked.
let's,
but it's all right,
hold
though.
On. Well, hold on. Say that one more time, please, please.
It's all right. It's Janelle, all right.
Moving on. DM 101s.
You don't know how to play spades? All
right, back to the topic.
Sophie, you don't know how to play spades?
We're getting off topic. We're getting off topic.
Uh-huh.
We're getting off topic.
Okay, well, let's get back on the topic. You know, Sophie doesn't know how to play spades. But anyway.
Right, so there's levels.
There's levels to this.
But I do want to say.
Yes.
I have.
You have a spades app?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yo.
I have reached out to people to teach me how to play spades, but because people are like, "Oh, spades is a complicated thing." As like one thing I have to criticize our black people on is like, for people that want to be educated on black culture, mm-hmm. we're so quick on, well, figure it out yourself, rather than, because that's one thing that I got from a lot of people, was like, okay, I don't know how to play spades. I'm Haitian. I grew up in a Caribbean household. Like, spades wasn't a thing.
So you know how to play dominoes?
Card games did yes.
you play? Okay.
Dominoes.
All right.
We didn't play card games. We played dominoes.
I don't know how to play. I still don't know how to play dominoes.
See, so, I know yeah. how to play, but I don't count points and all that stuff.
Yeah. And so shout out to my cousins in Atlanta. They taught me how to play dominoes. And so the thing is, like, whenever I met some, like, black Americans, I'm like, yo, teach me how to play spades. No, it's too complicated. You have to look it up yourself. And it's so complex. And I'm like, okay, you can't teach me? Like,
no, what it is that, like, I'll teach you, but you can't be my partner.
That's always the situation.
You can't be my partner. But, like, I never even got people to be like, okay, I'll teach you. But, it's, like,
the thing about it is, spades, like, I'm not going to be like, yo, I'm a great spades player. I'm not, because I be.
You don't know how to read people's hands?
No. I can't.
So Ian can't be your spade partner either. No, so he over here criticizing me.
No. But I know how to play. The thing about it is, I know how to play.
You're just not a great player, so you can't be nobody's partner.
I could still be a partner. It's just that niggas gonna be like, how many you got?
Yo, what you be underbidden? Yeah. You be underbidden like
one. I be like, I got like four. I got like three. Maybe a four. And I'll have like seven, eight. Niggas be like, my nigga.
Catch me in dominoes, alright?
But yeah, that's just my problem. But back to the subject at hand. Let's bring it back. So
the DM etiquette.
The DM etiquette. So
the levels.
We're talking about, all right, so the levels of a man sliding into your DMs. I have to respond to your stories. I have to like your pictures. And then for Janelle, it's basically saying this is taking over weeks and maybe months. You're saying
it depends on the conversation skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if my conversation skills is like A1, you know, I'm getting this number like tomorrow.
Yeah. Why not? You give people, you just meet face to face your number the same day. So
yeah. Like, so same, like when I said in his DM, mm-hmm. he got the number that same day because like conversation was great, and he did a great job segueing into like, hey.
Okay.
I can no longer, because he was going to work, he was like, hey, I'm going to work. I can't do the DMs no more.
Yeah.
Just here's my number. Hit me up. We could continue this conversation.
Right.
Cool. It made it easy to segue because he did a great job segue. Okay. So it depends, for me, it depends on your conversation skills.
Yeah. So how many relationships have you gotten off of DM?
It was just the one for me.
Yeah, I would say one, and that was Black Planet.
It's the that Black was back Planet in the for me.
Day.
Right.
Ian got like 10 from Black Planet alone. Not more.
You're under bidding.
He got like 70.
Yo, Black Planet, MySpace.
Ian was a Black Planet. Yo, oh.
Black yeah. Planet and MySpace, that was my domain. And then, you know, it was just that's where I love to be at. Now, because, you know, you was able to design all this shit, some music on.
I knew HTML, like, the back of my head.
Yeah, like,
I'm such a baby because I never knew what Black Planet was until I met y'all. I'm such a baby, yes.
You have to YouTube
you
that
were sheltered.
Shit.
What the hell?
I was, once again, listen, for all my Haitians out there, you know, with your strict Haitian household, they was not playing when it came to the internet. Like,
same with my mom.
Devil.
But I had to sneak. I went to my cousin's house. I did everything they jump on.
Yeah, but you can't go to nobody's house. Like, but who house you going? We had to sneak to go to people's houses. So for me, that's the only reason why I got MySpace was like they didn't like really know once we actually like. They was like, okay, we need a computer in the house for school. Right. Once we got the internet and the computer in the house for school, it was like, they ain't got no block. Caribbean household didn't know what internet block, and you know how they have, you could put the block so your kids can't go on certain websites. They know what that was. So, you know, we was able to slide onto our MySpace, Facebook.
I remember my best friend's mom.
Wait, what?
No, you know what? I caught my niece. This was like, my niece was how old at the time? I want to say she was no more than like 11, 12, right? I swear. It was like in the histories, it was like Disney Channel, YouPorn, Nickelodeon.com.
Wait, what's a YouPorn?
You never, like, it's a another website.
I never heard of YouPorn.
What's your porn site?
Well, the only one I ever heard was Pornhub.
Oh man!
I never heard of YouPorn.
You need to get your.
I'm very young.
You need to get your porn game up.
Yeah. See, I'm not a porn fanatic, so like I don't
exactly
have
like.
Any.
You don't have a site?
No, I don't.
You don't have a go-to site that you go?
No.
Well, I'm not saying that was my go-to site, but that's the only one that I know or heard of.
Hold on. Let's go back to Janelle real quick. You don't have a go-to site?
I don't.
Do you watch porn, though?
Sometimes. But, like, it'll be in... It won't be by myself, though. Like, I don't watch porn by myself.
Okay. I respect that.
I don't watch porn by myself.
I respect that. You know, I do.
Well, you're a man. Like, too. I have a very vivid imagination.
He said, I do.
I do. But I respect that. I feel like that's a very real answer. But, all right. So, all right. Going back
to the topic.
Back to the DMing. So, just on my end, you know, when women slide on mine, it's. Now I'm learning. That's why I said now I'm learning. It's really about the likes. You know, I don't really get the, you know, oh, hey, unless it's, you know, one of them scammer people. But but
I get me $100 to get $1,000. Like, if you don't get the
fuck up out of here. Like, yeah, but I normally get the, you know, a couple of pictures liked, or I get the like people like just responding to my stories, and I'm like, nigga, I just posted up a fucking like hot dog. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is it? Like, what is so interesting about this hot dog? Like, why
but
are you? No, putting-
but there are some people that would like, because there are plenty of times where I posted food, and people like, ooh, that looked good. Like, where'd you get that from?
No. But I'm like, talking about like, not like I'm going out to eat. Like, I'm just out. And just recording a story, just to record a story. Like, I'm with y'all niggas, and I just record a story, and they're like,
and there happens to be a hot dog in the far corner.
What? Oh, that's interesting. Like, what the fuck is interesting about this? Or like,
I don't know. That's a little weird.
Or like,
Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Okay,
with
so
your DMs.
My question
like,
to
weird.
You,
yes.
Ian.
Yes.
How many females slide in your DMs? Since we established that it tends to be more male that slide than female DMs. Okay. How many females actually slide in like, your DMs?
Not doing the liking or just saying like, hey, or like,
in general.
Yeah, like
in general.
A general combination
like,
of it all.
I feel like
what's the frequency? Like once a week?
I would say, I mean, it depends on how much I post. It really goes back.
Okay.
It really goes
that.
Down
okay.
to my
that.
Posting. So if I post, if I go out somewhere and I post, like when we went to Florida, when I say my DMs was on fire,
it was like, popping.
Yo, like I was getting hit up, and it was like, I would say like maybe five people that I knew, and then like another five that I'm like, how the hell did you see this page?
Right.
Like, who are you? And I was, hey, man.
Okay, so what did they respond more to? Was it like when y'all was out like swimming, or when y'all was on the boat?
It was all like, it was everything. So I realized that I get more, like, say if I'm with, like, for instance, when I was with Shamir and Gary, like, and I posted a picture of that, ain't nobody really give a fuck about that.
When you was hanging out the car?
Yeah.
Because I know I hit you. I'm like, nigga, why are you hanging out this car right now? Like, what is happening?
I was a little drunk.
Because I was like, your friend, can you please get back in the car? But I low-key was like, I hope your phone I was like, I hope your phone fall out your hands.
But it was mainly when like I was around y'all, like around the women,
other females
and other females, and I realized a lot of females comment when I'm around a lot of other females, and they'll just like say like little things like, "Well, I see you out here."
That's very interesting though.
See, I don't like when I see like a guy with girls. I don't like unless you was my nigga. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. But if he was never mine, I don't.
For me, that just shows that they want they see that you're with other girls and they want your attention.
And those are the ones that like the ones that I know. They will more likely comment when I'm with my niggas. The ones that I don't know will comment when I'm with other women.
Okay.
And they're like trying to figure out what's going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that your girl? Like,
Who are you talking to?
And they'll, and what I realized, they'll spark up a conversation that is like totally random. And then like maybe like an hour, 2 hours in a conversation, they'll switch the subject and be like, "Oh, so was that your girlfriend in the video?"
Mm-hmm. They want like, to know your situation.
Well, they want to know, are you single? What's up?
That's interesting. So, yeah, that's interesting.
That's really what I get.
So now, has any of those relationships gone anywhere?
Or has any of those conversations
led to something more? Yes. yes.
He said that so proudly. Yes. It definitely did.
It's like, now that you mention it.
You know, it has led to dinners. It has led to sheets. It has led to
cheeks clapping.
A round of applause.
Shawty, make that ass clap.
I mean, drop it to the floor.
Make that ass clap.
I mean, those are that's really what it is. And I really appreciate the random ones more than the ones that I know. Because the ones that I know, like, you already know, like, for instance, everybody knows who you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do a video with all y'all, and the ones that don't, like, they don't know, they're like, "Oh, like, I see you're real cozy with those girls. Like you must be Mr. Player. And I'm like, "Nah, I'm just, these are my friends, you know." Like, these are the homies. These are like, you know, what you trying to say? That now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I'm very blunt. And I'm like, "What you trying to say? What are you here for?
You're more like, "Okay, I see you. What are you like? What's going on here?" Like,
yes,
I feel like, yeah, when it comes to strangers, it's like, okay, I see that you're trying to say something. What are you trying to say? Like, what's going on here? How is it when it's somebody that you do know? How do you approach that?
When it's someone that I do know, it's like, one, it's like, it gets to that like little bit of a weird thing, because like it'll be the ones that I've known for a few like years, and nothing has really like either. All right, the ones that are that I know for years that I've done something with, I kind of just leave it unread. Like, I just be like,
"Nah, y'all know."
Yeah, you know what they say.
Nah, y'all know.
That's all I'm in one is the box. When they get the box, they don't.
Nah, but it's not even the one. It's the, to me, it's the approach, because it's like, if you want to talk to me, why are you waiting till I'm around other people?
That's true.
Like,
okay.
You know, I feel like I post enough of other random shits that you can comment on,
mm-hmm.
than to only post when I'm posting with y'all, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I'm like, whatever.
They were thinking, like, maybe you're interested in, for real. Let me.
Mm-hmm.
Why are other people interested?
But that's the. I think that's really what it is. And with females, and I'm not saying with y'all, but like with females in general, when other women, like,
you seem more desirable.
It's crazy, because like whenever I was in a relationship, I would get like phone calls and texts. And,
but they always say that about a guy, It's weird because they always say that about a guy, but it happens to females too. Mm-hmm. That like once you're married or in a relationship of any type, that's when females want to hit you up the most. Yeah. That's when you get more attention from females, when you're in a relationship or when you're married. Once they see that ring on his fingers, like, oh, so you a commitment type.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, let me see what you about.
But then as soon as I get out of the relationship, it's like, crickets. None of y'all, bitch, exactly.
Crickets. You evaluate them.
Nope. It'd be the scary movie, but I'd be like, yo, where were y'all at? Where are you at?
Where is it?
But it's just nothing but crickets.
Your phone dry as hell. You like, wait.
Mm-hmm. Mad dry.
So that's why, like, for me, that's why I kind of live in that, like, incognito type of.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like for females.
I can't
say. I thought you were going to say incognito, because I'm like, okay.
that's too. Well, but I feel like, I kind of feel like for female, it's the opposite, because there be a lot of guys just waiting in the wing. For me, from the past, it always seems to happen like the moment I delete all his pictures on my IG, or the moment like.
But why I got to delete though? Like, why can't you, like, this is the past. And now this is the present.
It's not for other people. For me, I do it for myself. Okay. I don't want to keep seeing your pictures. So I'm not just deleting your picture on social media. I'm deleting your pictures in my phone too.
If I still have my old Facebook, and you would see
all your old pictures,
relationship from this person, relationship from this person. Like, you see that progression.
My Facebook is a little different though than Instagram.
But I still feel like I'm still gonna keep that same energy.
Because you can have like different albums, and then you can be like, oh, this album is from.
Yeah, nah, I'm not.
I
doing
feel
all
like
that.
For females, like their point of view of it, like if I was to see a guy and he still had like all his ex still like on his social media page, for me, if I would take it as if you still had like some type of feelings towards that person, because for me, I'm like. But at the same time, to each is their own. Each person is different.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, I'm the type of person, like, once I'm done with you're you, done, I don't done. Want that reminder of what we had. Like, I'm going to take away the lessons I've learned from it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go on my social media, my space, like my realm, and see your face all the time. No, I'm not going yet. To delete everything.
I feel you.
I feel that.
I mean, my whole thing is I love memories, you know, and
me too. I'm a picture hoarder,
and yeah, I feel
I was
like
going through some pictures. I feel like
you know, we can't, you know, I don't like to delete memories, because it's like, regardless if you're out of my life, we still had a special
moment.
All these things. So I'd rather keep that moment, and you know, some women. I mean, I feel like a lot of women they're. I mean, I won't even say women. You know, I'm going to say people, because I know there's some guys be like, yo, why you still got that nigga on the page? But it's memories. It's situations that, you know, I enjoyed. And, you know, regardless if I'm with that person or not, 9 times out of 10, you know, I did not leave.
On a bad note.
I can't even say that. I have left on several bad notes. But I love that, you know, it was a memory. You know,
so
it was good times.
So if your current girlfriend was like, no, you got to take those pictures down, would you?
That's a good question.
Nah. Wow.
So what would you tell her, though? What would be your reasoning why you would tell her?
These are memories of my past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be making more memories with you. So let's flick it up. And if you're and replace, like, if you're, my thing is this, if you're literally going all the way down and viewing, scrolling. Like you're doing too much.
That's facts.
You're doing too much,
because I'm the type of person like, my past doesn't define who I am now.
Okay,
so I understand that.
If I'm your girlfriend and I ask you to take them shits down, you better take them shits down. I said what I said.
Yeah, that's not gonna be me. It's gonna be a no for me, dog. But I feel like I've learned a lot tonight on DMing, and
Oh, I do have a suggestion, a request. Do not start with dick pics. Please don't start with dick pics. Please.
Honestly, I never had anyone do that. Do not and I thank God. Thank God I never had someone start with that. I thank God, you know me. You know
but don't send me dick pics at all.
Because I would have blocked you in the whole heartbeat.
If we're not having sex and you send me dick pics,
I mean,
I'm showing my friends. I'm sharing. Hey,
sometimes, you know.
I like the honesty. Thank you for the honesty on that one.
I'm like, Toby, look at this.
I'm not going to lie, though.
Look at this nigga.
I've got dick videos.
No, from like randoms, like not someone you were dating and talking, but someone like trying to get your attention you gotten that? Mm-hmm. Wow. Ian, have you gotten some, not from someone you were talking, messing with, some random that wanted your attention and they
I never got that, but I've received, well, I've sent
was it someone you was messing with or
you were just interested in her and you just wanted to see
let me clarify.
Wow, this is gonna be interesting. Okay, go ahead.
So like there was a chick that I was trying to deal with before, right? And
that you dealt with before?
I was trying to deal with.
Okay.
And we was just, you know, we was hitting a stalemate. And, you know, like, I was
like, yo, let me see if this works. Something to drop a bomb.
You know,
drop
like
one of Clues bombs. Bombs over Baghdad.
And, you know, I sent a video, you know.
Oh my God. Oh, Lord, the video.
Like, what you doing tonight? And
did it
you
work?
Know, oh yeah, oh yeah. There's only like I sent 10, right?
That and means I, he sent like 20. Because when somebody
10,
let's say I sent 10,
and
I would say like
that's a big number
to 10 different women.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so that means he sent like 20.
We said he's in the streets.
First of all, it's not. I'm just giving. It could be two or it could be five. I'm just saying. Let's say I said 10.
If you put out 10, that means it's 20. 20.
Yes.
I'm saying, or anyway, so
he's a hoe.
Our friend is probably succeeded in six to seven.
You's a hoe.
Oh, guess what? So yeah, I muted their mics.
We can just
plug
in your mic.
That's exactly. Like we can project.
Whatever. But yeah, home. Like I it was
just like this one more time. Yourself.
Just you know.
Wow.
Six or seven was you know success rates.
It was 20.
It wasn't 20.
Well, that's not bad a success rate, though. Yeah, that's like, why you kept doing it. That's why he kept doing it.
Okay, so out of the 10, you had 6 or 7
success. Okay. Yeah, success
rate. That's why he kept doing it. That's why.
The first time, I was a little nervous. And then I was like,
this wasn't that bad.
I'm sorry.
Well, if it was effective, then I would understand why you kept doing it.
Yeah, you know, the first time.
No, I understand why you kept doing it. That won't be my ministry.
The second time, the second time I dated was literally by accident because I was actually trying to send it to somebody else and it went to the wrong person.
Oh, shit.
But then the person responded.
It worked out.
I was like, I'm going to do this again.
Ian's a hoe.
But,
well, it's a 50-50 chance.
At that point, it was 50-50. And then after it started rolling.
It was not even like, oh, this was a mistake. I'm sorry. I did not. It was
did
like, oh, it worked.
Mistake?
So, like, let it me keep like, going with it. Like, what was.
So, how it happened was, like, I was drunk. I was drunk. And I was out with this one chick. And I was trying to tell her, like, yo, let's go.
So you trying to say let's go with the pic?
Yeah. So I sent the pic, but I sent the pic and it went to the wrong person. So I'm in the beginning. I'm like, yo, she's not even like, why is she not looking at her phone? So I'm like, yo, go look at your phone. And she was like, what? I was like, I sent you a message, and she was like, no, you didn't. So then I look back and I'm like, oh shit. So then I then resend it and send it to her or whatever. So then the other chick on the way home, the other chick was like, was this for me?
Right. Did you?
And I'm like, take it as how you want to take it. And then she was just like, okay. And then that was it for that conversation. Then the next day it was like, oh, so what you doing this weekend? I'm doing you. So that's just kind of how, you know, how it started and how it ended. And then, you know, it just,
you miss every shot you don't take. Okay,
exactly.
Listen, growing up in the conservative household,
I did too, but
you was a little looser than the hot.
Once I got a little bit of freedom, I was like, I'm out.
And that's the thing for me. Once I got freedom, I'm like, I'm still gonna stay reserved. So for me, like, I'm not sending. I have to. My level of trust. Yeah. Needs to be.
So you never sent like coochie, titty, you know, to like someone that you wasn't really dealing with?
No.
Yeah, I never. No,
my level of trust.
Okay.
Like, uh-huh. We would have had to already like have had sex
before. But I feel like, I mean, that's normal.
We need to be we need to have a level of trust with each other.
But that's normal with females though, like, cause you know you can't be sending that.
I think for me it stemmed from, because I would never forget this one girl. Mm-hmm. Sent a picture in high school.
Oh, and then the whole school got it.
And the whole school got it. And I was like, yo,
that's cool.
Never will be me.
Nah, and I understand it, and I appreciate that. My thing is, because it's different for a man and a woman, because for a woman, you know, yeah, as a guy, like, we're going to run with that. We're going to, like, oh, she just sent me that? I'm showing all my niggas, right? As women, y'all not really running with it. Y'all just like, oh, this was nice.
No,
oh.
I told you. I'm showing you, my friends.
You, but not every woman is going to do that.
No fun. That's the homies.
So if you was getting dick pics, you going to show it to all your friends?
If it's a random.
If I did not have sex with a dick, I'm showing my friends.
Yeah, like if it was a random one, like,
yeah, you're gonna show your,
like,
friends.
Yo, but, like, look what I just got.
But if it was like someone that you was kind of interested in, and
okay,
no, I'm not.
If it's
I'm
unsolicited,
not.
Then I'm looking at you differently. Do not send me unsolicited dick pics. It's like eye rape. Hey,
yeah. So if it's unsolicited from someone that you're messing with,
it's still like eye rape. I'm like, because
that's exactly what I, you know.
I don't know if it's someone that I'm.
But you're messing with or like talking to? Like, are you actively, like, having sex with the person?
No, you're not having sex with the person.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
My thing is, if I'm not, like, for instance, if we're dating and we're not having sex
yet,
and I'm trying, and like, I feel like you're dragging your feet. Like, I'm trying to have a Netflix.
So that's the way to get her to pick up her feet? Like, well, I'm sorry. What?
I have other ways. Well, but you know what?
No.
I don't know if I want to get into
really
that.
Need to learn the art of finesse, because, like, you could finesse. Oh,
I'm gonna tell you, in my younger days.
I'm sorry, my friend.
One story.
You know, you my homie, but I'm judging you right now.
It's all
right.
It's cool.
Completely
I've been judged.
Judging you.
I've been judged.
He was like, this isn't moving fast enough. Dick pic.
Right? Like, this is taking too long. Dick pic.
So, all right, I'm gonna tell you one story real quick, and then we're gonna be out. That's it for the night. And please don't judge me too much.
Too late.
Right.
But I've only done his stories. I've done it twice. Well, you know, kind of three times.
Three times.
But it was successful. So remember, five it was times. Successful every single time I did that. And so okay, I was watching, times. I don't know if anybody watches Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is cool. Yeah.
So I was watching Seinfeld.
Oh, well, and, I feel like I know where you're going with this.
There was, you know, there's a character on Seinfeld, you know, George.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going out with this chick. And he was, matter of fact, Elaine, she went out with a guy, and a guy just got butt ass naked, and like she just felt sad for him, and then just had sex with him. So George decides to do the same thing. He goes to on a date, and you know, he just gets butt ass naked, and then she
was like, "Oh, if it worked for Elaine, maybe it will work for me."
Right? Yeah. So I was like, I had that in the back of my head, right? So one day, one day I'm driving, like I went out on a date, and you know, the date was horrible. And I'm like, I'm never seeing this chick again. Never seeing her again. Like, she was just horrible. But I'm like, I just spent all this money. Might as well get something out in return. But like, she was like, the thing about it was, I felt like she was delusional because she felt like it was so great. And I'm like, you do not see the disgust in my face. And I'm ready. And at this point, I'm like, I want you to get out my car. But I'm too polite to just be like, bitch, get the fuck out. So I was like, I'm gonna just whip this shit out. And if I whip this out, she's gonna look at it and she's gonna be like, all right, I'm out. And never talk to me again. So that was my thought process.
So you was trying to be a whole pervert. Yeah. And it backfired.
It backfired. And she was like, oh. And then I was like, oh shit.
She's with the shits.
Okay.
She's with it.
So it worked. So like I was like, all right, cool. So
you got like the luck of the Irish. This shit is crazy.
So
nah, I'm judging this nigga.
The next time like I go out on a date, and like, well, not the next time I went out on a date, but like it would be like if I would ever go on a bad date and again, I never want to see this person ever again. I was like, but the thing about it is, it's like I'm not driving to, like, I'm not like, I'm giving you the option to leave. Like, I'm in front of your house. I'm in front of your house.
Okay.
So you can just,
you know what that remind me of? The episode of Power when Lala character, and you know exactly what episode I'm talking about, when Lala character and the driver,
yeah,
and she just like went and kissed them, and then she just walked out the car. And
you got the option. You got the option to be out. Yeah. So my thing is like, yo, I'm not holding you hostage. Your house is right there. What you gonna do? And you know, she rocked the mic.
Wow.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm judging. Yeah.
But anyway, that was my little story time, and I don't suggest anybody to do that. Just,
please don't, because I
have the luck of the Irish sometimes. So all I'm just saying is, please.
Sorry, like, you may have the luck of the Irish, but now I see you as a pervert.
So I'm just.
That was a perverted thing to do.
It was.
It was like, this could work 1 of 2 ways.
That's a whole perverted thing to do. I'm sorry.
I'm telling everybody, I'm male, like, don't just whip it out on a female, you know?
Please don't.
I was irresponsible, but you know,
I was going
for the homer, and I hit. I'm not saying that's gonna work for everybody, because it's damn sure it's not gonna work for everybody.
You will get the cops called on you.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is to everybody, you know,
nah, because if it was me, not only would I call 911. Listen, this person, Ian, at Ian Forrester, he's a whole pervert. If you guys ever was to I will go on your page and make sure.
That's when you start blocking comments.
Right. Block.
But yeah,
listen,
man.
I will post you on my page too. This person, no. Be aware.
Predator.
World. Predator.
Everybody, make Sophie a prey. Because she's not with the shit.
Hey, man,
I'm not with
the
shit. I'm really not.
I learned, I'm not going to lie, I learned a lot tonight. I definitely learned a lot tonight.
We learned a lot about you tonight.
Hey, man, you know, this is a judge-free
zone. We still love you.
Yeah, judge-free.
We still love you.
Zone, you know?
Judge-free.
Nah, because every time I would start off a sentence with Ian, like, don't judge me. He was like, it's too late. I'm already judging you. So I'm already judging you. It goes both ways.
It's cool. I got you.
I got to keep the same smoke.
Yeah, you got to keep the same energy. All right, I got it. You know, I love the smoke. But anyway, you know, so what have you learned for the night, you know, since we got to wrap it up? Because I got to wrap it up on myself.
No, that it really is levels to this shit. Like, you know, and I had to really, like, think about it. Like, yo, mm-hmm. wait, it has to really go like this. If it doesn't go like this, it's probably not going anywhere.
Yeah.
For me, I think, like, before this, I never realized how, like, important the conversation is for me until just now. Like, wait, this is something that, like, for me, is really about how the conversation goes. Like, man. If you're able... And for me, like, if you're able to keep a conversation via messages, via DMs, that just tell me, like, in person, the conversation will be even better.
Gotcha. I think that is not always true.
It's not always true, but at the same time, for me, it's like okay, cool.
But it makes me want to
be like, okay, if we're having great conversation and we haven't even met in person. I wonder what it would be like when we do meet in person. Yeah. Now, if we do meet in person, your conversation is trash. Like, nigga, you was off.
Yeah.
You a whole catfish.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You a whole fraud.
I mean, for me, I'm going to say I learned I just need to shoot my shot. You know, I just got to shoot my shot and continue to shoot and not send unsolicited dick pics to people that I don't know.
And do not whip it out on a bad date. He's still gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do it.
Yeah, like, I think that's the closer.
But honestly, what I feel like females now are gonna watch is like, okay, all I gotta do is have a bad date with Ian to get what I want. Okay, we're gonna go out and have a bad date.
First of all, let me just clarify these things real quick. That happened in my 20s. Like, this is not something that
he's a whole changed person.
Mm-hmm. So I am not for the streets anymore. I'm a whole changed person. I'm just talking about my past.
Okay, so let me clear. I'm judging your past. I'm not judging who you are now.
My past must... I judge my past because the shits that I've done.
He said, I judge my past.
There's a lot of things that I'm ashamed of that I did. Yeah. I was like, oh, why did I do? That was so unsafe. That was so unsanitary.
Like, yo. God, forgive me for I did not know what I have done.
Right, I know not what I did.
Exactly.
I know not what
but,
I did.
But, yeah, you know, it was another... another episode of the shits.
For the shits. That's what this podcast should be called. For the shits podcast.
Yes.
With the shits podcast.
This is another with the shits moments. But thank you for, you know, everyone that tuned in, you know.
Stayed up with us.
Stayed up. Yes, yeah, it's good old 12 o'clock.
I know.
You know,
it's 12 o'clock on the dot.
I'm about to get in my bed. No.
Cause yeah, you know, you don't gotta work tomorrow, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my bad. So
we all got work tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
Yes,
it's time for all of us to hit our individual beds.
Off on Thursday, but anyway,
no, I'm off Friday.
Friday's my bad. But anyway, with all of us, you know, please stream us on YouTube. Please stream us on our streaming platforms: Anchor, mm-hmm. Spotify, Apple Music. Apple Podcasts, Google, like, please
follow us on Instagram. Yes. Our individual Instagram.
Yes,
share, like, tell your mamas and your mamas and your mamas and them.
Right.
You know, and as, like, I always like to say, as we grow, we want you guys to grow with us. So feel free, like, if you have topic ideas, if you have questions that you want us to answer,
y'all want advice
on certain things, hit us up on the podcast DMs. Like, we will read it. We
slide
not bougie.
In our DMs.
Slide in our DMs. Right. Like, we'll read
slide
it.
In it.
If y'all have suggestions on topics or things y'all want to see more of, less of, we're open to suggestions. We're open to advice. We are the people for the people.
Yes. And again, thank you everybody for tuning in. And this is
the new normal podcast.
Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Right.
Yes. And we out.